Lord in heaven, Father, thank you so much for your love and your kindness and your mercy and your grace. None of us here deserve any of it. If we got what was our due, Lord, we would all be cast into hell. But Father, you are a gracious and loving and forgiving God, and for that we thank you. So we lift your name up, Father, because indeed you are the one and only true God, whose love and mercy none of us deserve, whose power and wisdom is well past any of our comprehensions. Father, thank you for being who and what you are and loving us in spite of who and what we are. And now, Father, search our hearts. There's none of us here that's free from sin. The sin that doth so easily beset us, habitual, whatever, Lord. Father, search it and hold it in front of us that we would be ashamed of it, that we would be humbled by the fact that you would still forgive us. But Lord, may we be ones to ask your forgiveness of it. And in so doing, Lord, may we approach your throne and pray. Father, we have nothing to give. We come to you with empty hands. The only good that's in us is the good that's in us from your Son. So, Father, we come to you a very needy people. And we pray, Lord, for this country. Father, how sobering it is to see that we have become a country whose hearts don't have God, whose homes don't have discipline, whose schools don't have prayer, and whose courts don't have justice. Father, help us, please, to remedy that, to once again make this country great in the eyes of you, Lord, because you're the one who made us. You're the one who made this country great. You blessed us far beyond anything that we deserve. So, Father, we pray and ask that you would help us to be bold in our witness, bold in our testimony, that we could let other people know, Father, that these are the truths of why this nation is where it's at. And now, Father, we do pray for our leaders. We lift our president up to you, Father, our Congress and our senators and our legislators and all the members of government, Father. We pray and ask that you would touch them in a way, Father, that they would realize that in you is the wisdom that's necessary to lead a country properly. Father, for our troops all over the world, watch over them, Lord. Just keep them safe. May their missions be completed. May they return home. And Father, may they be ambassadors of this country. Father, for Marge Rivette, who fell, Lord, she has hurt her head. She's got stitches. Father, we pray that you would heal her, that you would make her recovery speedy, but Father, that you would just help her when it comes to walking, and that she would discontinue, so to speak, Father, falling. Father, for Bill Morris, who needs shoulder surgery, Father, the recovery for surgery like that can sometimes be long. But we pray, Father, that you would use this as an opportunity to witness to him, that he would know, Lord, that, that he, as well as this entire world and every person in it, is in your hands. Father, use it as a way to draw him close to you, Father. And now, Father, for all the other prayer requests that we have in here, Father, for the praises, for Lori's return to church, Lord, for OJ and Barb's return here, Father, we do thank you for that. And we praise you and lift them up to you, Father. And Lord, as we prepare to hear a message that our pastor has for us from your word, Lord, open our eyes